You're listening to the Marketplace Flash Briefing. I'm David Brancaccio. Fewer people signed up for unemployment benefits in the last week. 712,000 new applications is still a lot of filings, but down 5.6% from a week earlier and the lowest since November. But as you know, November was still a somber time. On Thursdays, we have a standing calendar date with Diane Swonk, the noted analyst and the chief economist at Grant Thornton. Morning.
Good morning.
These are aggregate for the whole country, but where are the improvements being seen if you think about states?
We saw the biggest improvements accounting for almost all of the gains in three states. Texas, which had been a big surge the previous week as they caught up from those electricity outages and what happened as the state went down on electricity grid the week prior. We also saw a big reduction in Minnesota and New York. And so there is some good news out there. Pretty stable when you include the special pandemic insurance claims with it at 1.2 million, and they're still above the worst week that we saw during the Great Recession, but at least we're not getting worse. And I think that's important. I think we're going to see a spurt in hiring this spring.
Still just under 10 million people not working who were before this pandemic. Stimulus is on the way. Is it coming a little late? Is this recovery already happening in front of us?
The key issue is what we've learned time and time again is every time we've seen a big improvement in employment, which I do think is in the cards, we then lose momentum. At the pace of employment gains we saw in February, which was an upside surprise, it would still take 25 months to recoup the losses that we lost to COVID, let alone what could have been the over 2 million jobs a year we were generating prior to the crisis. And so that's why it's so important that we have stimulus to sustain and also provide a cushion, even if we lose momentum with the variants in the virus that we're already seeing out there.
Diane Swonk at the tax and advisory firm Grant Thornton, chief economist there. Thank you.
Thank you.
That's all for today's Flash Briefing. For more news, visit marketplace.org.